USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked, and a sentencing hearing will be held in 8 weeks. After the verdict was announced, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison addressed George Floyd's family, thanking them for patience in a difficult time.
Over the last year, the family of George Floyd had to relive again and again the worst day of their lives when they lost their brother, their father, their friend. I'm profoundly grateful to them for giving us the time we needed to prosecute this case. They have shown the world what grace and class and courage really look like.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ahead of a climate summit this week, progressive Democrats reintroduced legislation known as the Green New Deal. The package is aimed at transitioning the American economy away from fossil fuels, but Representative Nancy Mace says that reshaping the economy isn't in the best interests of the American people. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that this bill only continues federal spending at an unsustainable pace.
With trying to do a Green New Deal and a housing bill worth about $192 billion, this is on top of a wasteful infrastructure bill costing $2 trillion, almost half of which would be Green New Deal type of spending. On top of that, they're talking about, you know, reintroducing the Green New Deal back when this was done in 2019. That was $93 trillion. And I don't know how you sell this to the American people. This is not good for the American people. This is about the far left trying to change and reshape our economy and our country in their socialist vision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Lawmakers have continued to question President Biden's decision to set a date later this year to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Senator John Barrasso believes the decision will be a mistake. The Wyoming Republican tells MSNBC that Afghanistan will once again become a haven for terrorists if the U.S. and NATO removes all military presence.
I think what we're going to see, if the U.S. pulls out, NATO will pull out, and the Taliban will take over again. The president's military advisors advised against this, as did his intelligence advisors. They have said this is going to turn the clock back on the women of Afghanistan. You know, girls trying to go to school to get an education will once again be killed. This will also set up a safe haven for those that want to do harm and danger to people all around the country and around the world, not just our country, but around the world. This will be a haven for terrorists. And, you know, people in the United States may say, well, we're tired of fighting radical Islamists. They're not tired of fighting us. So we need to be ever vigilant.
And Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.